You know, one other thing that is very interesting as well is that you see the anti-Messiah, Barack Hussein Obama. The Lord calls him anti-Messiah, not anti-Christ. It's the Romans that introduced the word anti-Christ to create confusion because they created the word Christianity. But because the original name of the Messiah is not Jesus Christ, it's very confusing when we use the word Antichrist, because also in the future, Obama is going to use the name Jesus Christ to deceive. So, if you're an Antichrist, it doesn't make sense. I don't know if you know what I mean anyway. So, the Lord says he calls him Anti-Messiah, but he also calls him the only begotten son of the devil. So, Obama. There's a mystery surrounding how he came into this world. Only God can reveal it, but God is beginning to expose it little by little. I'll share the little I know. This man, according to the records, was born on the 4th of February 1962. 4th of February 1962. That was a Sunday, my dear sister. Sunday is the day that is a sign between him and the people that worship him. That's another thing I forgot to include in the audio that I shared with you a short while ago. Sunday is a sign, worshiping on Sunday is a sign between. So the Lord says that worshiping him on his weekly Sabbath and other Sabbaths within the festivals is a sign between us and him. Hallelujah. So worshiping on that day, on Saturday, Sunset Friday to Sunset Saturday, is a sign. Sorry, I'm cleaning my nose. That's why I'm a little bit disturbed. Is a sign between us and him. So anytime somebody sees us worshiping on a Saturday, they're supposed to know immediately that we belong to the Lord. That is the sign that we belong to the, a major sign, physical sign, that we observe his commandments. And if you go and study all the wars that the Jews fought in the past, they were always challenging the Sabbath. That was the first thing the enemy always went out to challenge. Always, always, always is the major physical sign that you belong to the Most High God. YAH. So the enemy will always do everything possible to challenge that day, to make sure that people get lost. People get confused. People don't observe that day fully because then they don't know them. They don't know their identity. If you don't observe the Sabbath and you don't know the Sabbath, you know how important it is, it means you don't know your identity in the Lord Jesus Christ. Or should I say, the Lord Yahushua HaMashiach. So just as the Saturday Sabbath worship is a sign between us and the Lord, so too is Sunday worship a sign between the devil and his followers. It's a sign between the devil and his followers. So Obama was born on Sunday, the 4th of February, 1962, for a reason. It was properly designed to connect him to the day he will be worshipped in the future, as per the Holy Scriptures, Revelation 13, 11 to 18, because he is the beast out of the earth, whereas the Pope is the beast out of the sea. Obama will operate in the spirit and anointing of Ishmael, whereas the one whereby everybody will be against him and he will be against everybody. That's why he bears the name Hussein, Hussein Muslim, to link him to the Islam world. Barack Obama, those are Hebrew words. He was born in the land of Israel many years ago, but he has grown up in several parts of the world, including Egypt and various parts of the Middle East, until he found his way into America. Now, I don't remember why they had to change his date of birth, but his date of birth has been changed to 4th August 1961, and that they made sure is a Friday. Friday is the day that the enemy has set apart for Muslims to observe as their day of worship. Though it would, you know, you remember that there's now the one world religion, so it will eventually be Sunday for everybody. Now they will even force the Jews to worship on Sunday, but Jews will say no, and those Christians that have wised up will also say no and rather be tortured and killed than to observe Sunday worship. Now the other thing is Obama being born, they chose Friday and Sunday because Friday is the day of man. Obama is the son of perdition. He is he's the man of perdition. So he's a demon, but he is the demon incarnate, like Jesus was in God incarnate. So he has to represent the sixth day. He's the one that bears the number 666. That is his number, his name. When you put the letters together and you add up the values of the letters, you get the number 666. So that's the number of his name, and that's his name, and it's 666. And the, as I said, I've shared before that his name Obama can be found in the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 18. Luke 10, 18, it is there very clearly in the Hebrew scriptures. And I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And I saw Satan fall, Barak, like lightning. I think, oh God, I've forgotten. I have to read it again anyway, but his name, Barack Obama, is in the book of Luke chapter 10, 18, in the Hebrew scriptures. So yes, he's going to pretend to be a Jewish Messiah, and unfortunately the Orthodox Jews will believe him, because among them there is Esau the serpent seed, who is pretending to be one of them, that is there to prepare them for the lie. You know, prepare them to accept Obama as their Messiah, but eventually the truth will be revealed to them. For example, Benjamin Netanyahu will realize the truth. Sorry, will realize the truth and reject Obama straight away. This will be even long before Prophet Elijah comes to expose Obama to them. So anyway, I need to bring this audio to an end. I don't know where I stopped, but yeah, I just wanted to give a little bit of insight regarding the date of birth of the anti-Messiah Barack Hussein Obama. He was born on a Sunday originally, which is the day that he will be worshipped in the future. And though some reason they changed his date of birth, I've forgotten why. I knew all this stuff before, but I've forgotten why. His date of birth has been changed to 4th August. So from 4th February 1962 to 4th August 1961. And 4th August 1961 was a Friday. So they made sure it's either a Friday or a Sunday, because the 2 days are linked to his mission on earth. He's the son of perdition, the 666 man. Friday is the sixth day of the week. He is also the sixth and the eighth king of Mystery Babylon, which is America. And Sunday is the first day of the week as well as the eighth day of the week. So his main numbers are number 4, number 6, and number 8, but also number 13. And that's why they work with those numbers quite a lot, even when he was campaigning for presidents, even when Biden was campaigning. If you look at the phone number they were asking people to call, I think it was 4666. So 8 or something like that. So they know there's a mystery behind the numbers. Even when he was coming to Glasgow, Scotland for the COP26 meeting, the climate change meeting that happens every November, that particular year, 2021, I think that's the year he turned 60. And he did a big celebration whereby he had, at the party, he had lightning bolts coming out of his body. Remember, the Lord says, and I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven above. So that's the first time Obama released lightning bolts from his body. And everybody at the party was so scared. They were like, oh my God, what's going on here? And but they tried to hide it, but we've still got pictures of the lightning bolts coming out of him. There was a video recorded, and he made sure that video was removed. And it's not easy to find that video now. This party was held at his home in America, and it was a very big party. The first time we saw lightning bolt coming from heaven above in fulfillment of Luke chapter 10:18. Was when the Pope was being, you know, this Pope came, the previous Pope Benedict came off, and this Pope was coming in. And that was all to do with the fact that the two beasts are arriving, or they are here on earth already. So, yes, everything is done for a reason. Because he's the sixth and the eighth king, so he ruled before from 2000, maybe 2000, I don't remember which years he ruled, but I think he left in 2016, maybe from 2004 to 2016, Obama ruled, I think, I've forgotten, he ruled America, and then he's gonna come back in the future. So that time he ruled, he was the sixth king of Babylon. Mystery Babylon, because there's so many Babylons. And then in the future, when he returns for the third term of office, which this time he will be a governmental leader, not necessarily a president, that will be him as the eighth king of Mystery Babylon. But once you're the king of Babylon, you're the king of this world, evil world. So he's not just the eighth king of Babylon. Mystery Babylon is also the eighth king of this entire world. Altogether, there are 9 kings. The first one is Nimrod. And then there are several others in between. And maybe Napoleon is one of them. I know Hitler is one of them. And Obama looks up to Hitler as a hero. Hitler is his hero. And in fact, the spirit of Hitler is going to operate through Obama in these end times and do what it did in previous times. So once you understand biblical prophecy, what's coming up, it will help you put things into perspective regarding whether you should do certain things or not. That's why I'm sharing all this right now. So yeah, Sunday is a day of worship that is a sign between the devil and the people that observe it. Whether people know it or not, they believe it or not, that is what the Lord is saying. And that's what's going to happen in the future, even more strongly. Whereas Saturday is worship, is a sign between God's people, holy people, and himself. So we have to make a choice wisely. We have to be ready to pay the price now. If we want to be raptured, those who are not ready to pay the price now, they'll stay behind and pay the price while God's judgment is falling on the earth. It's better to pay the price now when things are a little bit easier than when God's judgment is falling all over the place on the earth. So yeah, that's it. That's what I wanted to highlight, the fact that Obama was born on the sixth day of the week. No, yes, the eighth day of the week, and his birth date of birth was changed to be the sixth day of the week again. So yeah, this is also something important to understand regarding Sunday worship and Saturday worship. There's a peace that comes with worshiping on the right day of the week. If you give it a try, you'll see a difference in your life. All right, let me stop here for now. Remain blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Today is Sunday, the 4th of February, 2024. And on the Hebrew calendar is Shavat 25. And this is Sister Mirembe. Shalom.